Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. Each weekday, we meet you right where you are as one of our 30 writers shares what's going on in her everyday life and how God's right in the middle of it all. They bring their unique experiences, joys, and struggles equally so that you can feel less alone and be empowered by the hope Jesus gives. Listen in as our narrator, Grace P. Cho, reads today's article.
Today's article is written by Mary Carver and is titled, Shouting to a Sky Full of Stars That We Matter. Recently, I watched a movie about a group of kids competing for the chance to have their voices recorded and sent into space through a NASA program. The contest wasn't really the most important part of the movie, though a casual viewing might lead you to believe it was. More important to the characters and viewers alike was the way the kids grew in confidence and began believing their lives, their selves, were valuable. Over the course of the movie, they transformed from kids and some adults who had so little self-worth that they were dismissive of and even angry at anyone who suggested who they were and what they did mattered, to a bunch of free spirits shouting in a field, no longer caring who watched or what they thought. With arms flung out and chins lifted up, they shouted to a sky full of stars, I'm here! We're here! Here I am! I'm here! Finally, after 90 minutes or so, and a lifetime really, of being told in every way that they were nobodies, they were losers, they didn't matter, they realized those were lies. And they slowly, together, began replacing those lies with the truth. They were somebody who mattered. They were winners simply by being themselves. They mattered so much. Anyone who knows me will not be surprised to learn that I sobbed during that scene. My tender heart and weepy eyes can barely make it through an Olympic commercial or Disney movie without an emotional breakdown, so of course this moving moment got me. How many times have I believed that I don't matter, that nobody sees me, that I'm too weird or too poor or too big or too messy or too slow or too loud or too quiet? How many times, for how many years, have I believed that just maybe nobody would care or even notice if I stopped showing up or just ran away forever? So many times, for so many years. Maybe you've believed some of those things too. But those things that keep our heads down and our hearts heavy and our hopes squashed, they are all lies. Not one bit is true. What's true? The truth is that we absolutely matter. We are seen. We will never be too much of anything to not be loved exactly as we are. That doesn't mean this world or the people around us won't try to convince us otherwise. But all we have to do is to turn back to the truth, God's word and all his promises, to remember who we are. We are wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. We are loved. Isaiah 54:10. We were created for a purpose. Ephesians 2:10. We are seen. Matthew 10:29-31. We don't have to train and practice, travel and compete, or wait for someone else to tell us how much we're worth. We can stand in a field and shout, I'm here, anytime. We can whisper it to ourselves when we forget who we are and whose we are. We can throw off the judgment of every person and any lingering doubts, fling out our arms or simply lift our heads and say it with conviction, I'm here. We can know every day that we are incredibly important to the one who matters most, the one who is both the Most High Almighty and our constant friend who never leaves us. You're here and you matter. You're here and I am so glad you are. You're here and I see you. But more importantly, God sees you. Whether you shout or whisper, win or lose, God sees you and he calls you his beloved child. Visit encourage.me to read more from our writers, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. We'd also love to connect with you on social and encourage with an I.
The spring issue of Everyday Faith, Dayspring's quarterly magazine, is now on newsstands. Pick up a copy today on dayspring.com or at your local grocery store, Sam's Club, Costco, Walmart, or wherever you buy magazines. The Encourage podcast is narrated by Grace P. Cho and brought to you by Dayspring, makers of your favorite cards, books, and gifts. Visit them today at dayspring.com.